Welcome. This is a guided meditation designed to help reduce stress. It is based on images from the 11th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." For centuries, people have meditated on Scripture, allowing the images to move deeply into their hearts and minds. My prayer is that this particular meditation will help to reduce your stress. It is common for the mind to wander in and out as you listen. If you notice your mind wandering, you can gently guide your mind back to the sound of my voice. It is important for you to know that you are in charge of this experience. You can change words and phrases as you choose. In fact, your mind will do this naturally as you intuitively sense what you are needing most at each listening. So, beginning by getting as comfortable as possible, sitting or lying so you are well supported. You might want to place one hand on your heart and allow the other hand to rest in an open, receptive manner. And letting your eyelids close, taking a full, deep breath, breathing easily so that your chest and belly rise, breathing deeply and easily, and releasing easily, fully. With each breath, becoming aware of the light of God's love surrounding you. With each breath, breathing in the light of God's love, allowing it to flow to every cell of your body. With each breath, becoming more aware of your body, aware of whatever tension or distress there might be in any part of your body. Letting each breath you take flow into your body, touching each place of tension with the light of God's love, soothing, healing, releasing all tension. Gathering up all tension and carrying it away as you exhale. Letting your breath flow to any tension and your head and face and jaw. Touching, releasing that tension, carrying it away as you exhale. Letting your breath flow to your neck and shoulders. Soothing, releasing, carrying away the tension that is there. Letting your breath flow to your arms and hands and torso. To your hips and legs and feet. Soothing, easing each place of tension, releasing all tension, carrying it away as you exhale. Each new breath reminding you that your body is a gift from God. Each new breath clearing your mind, opening your heart. So that for a few moments, your mind is quiet and your heart is at ease. Picturing yourself walking up a path, carrying a heavy pack on your back, fatigued and stumbling under this load. As you are trudging up this path, you hear someone calling your name with a voice so tender that your name sounds like music. You can't help but stop and look up to see who is calling you. As you look up, you notice that the path you are on has been following a river, and that along the river is a ribbon of lush grass and clusters of ancient trees. As you look in the direction of the voice, you see Jesus sitting in the shade of a tree near the river's edge. You realize that it is Jesus who is calling to you. You hear him now inviting you, "Come, rest with me." You feel pressed for time, but the tenderness, the love in Jesus' voice is powerful in its gentleness, and you find yourself walking toward him. "Come and rest with me," you hear him say again. And so, in spite of the pressure you feel, you sit down near Jesus in the shade. "I can see that you are tired and carrying a heavy burden," Jesus says to you. You find yourself wanting to say that it's not so bad, that you are used to it. But instead the truth comes out. You are tired. Your burden is heavy. "Take your pack off and stay here with me for a while," Jesus suggests. And you do. You take the pack off your back and stretch out in the shade. Stretching out in the shade with a load off your back, your mind and body begin to relax. Breathing deeply and easily, enjoying the refreshment you're already beginning to feel. Looking around you at the beauty of this place, noticing the colors and textures of the trees and grasses and sky. Feeling the soft breeze on your skin. Listening to the playful rhythms of the river. Aware as well of Jesus aware of the deep calm you sense in him, aware that he is not in a hurry, that he is not pressured. As you rest in this way, breathing deeply and easily, you begin to feel the gentleness, the peacefulness of Jesus, and the serenity of this place flow into your mind and heart, quieting you, drawing you into a place of deep restfulness inside. So that just for this moment, your heart and mind are free of distress, and you know that all will be well. As you continue to rest in this way, Jesus observes, "Your pack looks very heavy," and you find yourself curious about what it is that you are carrying that is so heavy. And so, you reach in and pull out the first things your hands touch. To your surprise, you find that you are holding two or three large framed photographs of people in your life. You notice that the frames which hold these pictures are very heavy. Looking at each picture, you see that the people in the pictures are people you worry about, people you feel responsible for, people you wish you could change. As you look at each picture, Jesus extends another invitation. "I can see that these people weigh heavily on your mind and heart. And no matter how hard you worry or how responsible you feel or how much you work to change them, it is not in your power to do so. Perhaps you will entrust each of these people to my care. I know and love each of them." Jesus' offer is so loving that you find yourself wanting to give each of these heavily framed pictures to him. It isn't easy, this letting go, but you want to give it a try. So, taking your time, looking at each one again, you find yourself placing each one at a time, in Jesus' hand. You watch as he lovingly takes each one in his hands and smiles with delight and affection at each one. You watch as he takes each picture out of its heavy frame, setting the frame to one side, tucking each picture into a pocket near his heart. As you observe Jesus' tender love and care for each one, you know with a deep certainty that you can trust each one to His loving care, that they have always been in His loving care, that they always will be in His loving care. And so, feeling lighter, you reach again into your pack, interested to see what else might be making it so heavy. This time you pull out a few large rocks. On each of these rocks, a short sentence has been painstakingly chiseled. As you look at the rocks more closely, you see that each sentence is an expression of judgment. Judgments made by you against yourself. Judgments for not meeting up to expectations. Judgments for mistakes or failures. Judgments about your limits. Judgments about your needs. Judgments other people have made of you and that you now make of yourself. Sitting in the shade, resting with Jesus, you take some time to read the words of judgment written on each rock. Aware of the weight of each one and of the futility of trying to continue to carry these heavy weights. You do not need to carry these rocks, Jesus says. You consider His words, but you are aware of hesitations to let go of these self-judgments. Even though they are harsh, they seem like part of you. They seem like the truth. You wonder for a moment who you would be if you were not burdened in this way. As your mind wanders with these thoughts, Jesus says again, "You do not need to carry these rocks. As you give them to me, I will toss them into the river, and your load will be lighter." Then Jesus smiles at you, and putting a smooth stone into the palm of your hand, He says, "You can carry this instead." Looking closely, you see that on the stone, Jesus has etched the words, "I love you." You hold the stone, touching its smooth surface, reading the words, "I love you," over and over again. As you continue to hold this reminder of Jesus' love for you, you decide to let go of the heavy rocks of self-judgment. And so, reading each judgment one more time, you hand each rock to Jesus, one by one. One by one, He takes them from you and tosses them into the river. Your pack is lighter. Your heart and mind are lighter. And you allow yourself again to rest in this place of beauty, amazed and grateful now for a new sense of peace and hope growing inside. After resting in this way for a while, you reach one last time into your pack and find that there is one remaining rock. It is different than the other rocks. It has no writing on it. As you look closely, you see that it has several large veins of gold running through it. Jesus is talking to you now about this rock. This is your true burden. This is your true calling. It is gold ore, rich with pure gold. But you were not meant to carry this burden alone, but to let me carry it with you. When you continue on your path, I will walk with you. All my strength and wisdom and love will be available to you. As you listen, you envision what Jesus is suggesting. You envision walking the path with Jesus, carrying this now unburdened pack between you, enjoying the companionship of this gentle, loving friend. How much easier this will be. How good it will be. Breathing deeply, easily. You look at your pack, now containing only the gold ore. You look at Jesus, carrying the pictures of people you worry about close to his heart. You listen as the river dances over the rocks of judgment that have been so difficult to carry. You touch the smooth stone in your hand. Your heart and mind humbled by the gentleness and tender love Jesus has shown you. And so you rest deeply. Your body, your mind, your soul rest in this place of beauty and love. And as you are ready, you begin to prepare to end this time of meditation. Knowing your burdens have been made lighter. Knowing you have learned from Jesus' tender, humble heart. Taking some time to look around again at this place of beauty and rest with Jesus. Aware that you can return to this place of rest and unburdening at any time. breathing deeply and easily, allowing your awareness to begin to return to the room or place you are in. Aware of your body, prepared for whatever awaits you, confident and clear, knowing you are loved. Opening your eyes gently, again, breathing fully and easily. Gladdened and relieved by the realization that Jesus is with you, helping you carry your lightened load, giving you all the strength and wisdom you need for this day and for every day to come. You end this time of meditation aware in a new way of a restfulness in your body, in your mind, in your soul. The following are affirmations, positive statements designed to help reduce your stress. Try breathing deeply and easily as you listen, allowing each statement to enter your heart and mind. Try repeating each statement out loud or quietly to yourself as a way of taking it in. I understand that healing can begin as I acknowledge that I am sometimes weary and in need of rest. I understand that healing can begin as I acknowledge that I am sometimes weary and in need of rest. I am learning that I am sometimes burdened by worries and resentments towards others in my life. I am learning that I am sometimes burdened by worries and resentments towards others in my life. I can see that I sometimes carry a burden of unrealistic expectations and harsh judgments against myself. I can see that I sometimes carry a burden of unrealistic expectations and harsh judgments against myself. I am coming to understand that when I try to control things that are out of my control, I become more stressed. I am coming to understand that when I try to control things that are out of my control, I become more stressed. I am coming to understand that God knows when I am weary and burdened, and that God's desire is to give me rest. I am coming to understand that God knows when I am weary and burdened, and that God's desire is to give me rest. I know that Jesus invites me to rest with Him. I know that Jesus invites me to rest with Him. I choose to accept Jesus' invitation to rest my body, my mind, my soul. I choose to accept Jesus' invitation to rest my body, my mind, my soul. I invite Jesus to teach me His way of gentleness and humility. I invite Jesus to teach me His way of gentleness and humility. I choose to care for my body and mind, respecting my limits and needs. I choose to care for my body and mind, respecting my limits and needs. To free me from the worries and resentments that I sometimes feel towards others. I ask God to free me from the worries and resentments that I sometimes feel towards others. I choose to release my expectations and judgments of others to God. I choose to release my expectations and judgments of others to God. I choose to release my expectations and judgments of myself to God. I choose to release my expectations and judgments of myself to God. I entrust myself and others in my life to God's care and keeping. I entrust myself and others in my life to God's care and keeping. I can see myself held in God's loving hands. I can see myself held in God's loving hands. I am learning to trust that others in my life are also held in God's loving hands. I am learning to trust that others in my life are also held in God's loving hands. I am coming to understand that God offers to provide all the strength and wisdom I need for each day. I am coming to understand that God offers to provide all the strength and wisdom I need for each day. I realize that my heart and mind are becoming wonderfully quieted and still. I realize that my heart and mind are becoming wonderfully quieted and stilled. As I rest with Jesus, I know in a new way that all will be well. As I rest with Jesus, I know in a new way that all will be well. I open my heart and mind to receive God's gifts of rest and peace for me this day. open my heart and mind to receive God's gifts of rest and peace for me this day.